Okay, this is NAEUI back again. I concur. School's back in session, so make sure we are aware of the school buses and kids getting on and off the school bus and crossing the streets and all that stuff. Our granddaughter, she started third grade. She goes to Midland. They started school last Tuesday, so she's got a weekend so far. But she was already chomping in a bit a couple weeks before school began. She was getting excited to go back to school and new teacher and see her classmates again and getting back into a school routine. So she was excited, so I'm happy for her. And speaking of which, September, yeah, Labor Day is already next Tuesday. Where'd the summer go? My gosh. Next Monday, Labor Day. And so she had a longer weekend. So everybody, I'm going to toss it back in 673, and I hope everybody has a good weekend, a good longer weekend. Stay cool and hydrated. We're getting rain on Friday. I'll probably be cutting the lawn probably Thursday, get that cut before the rain comes down. And hopefully things will cool down a little bit. The heat is just stifling. It's just, you know, you go outside, and it's just, it's oppressive, so... Well, eventually, then come winter, we'll be complaining about the cold, so it's just a vicious cycle. So we'll take it and just bear with it until things start to moderate, so temperature-wise. So, okay, I'm going to say 73.1, and everybody have a good weekend. This is NAEUI. Good night.
All right, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and, stay cool. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and Standby Mini. Bob, good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, couple weeks ago, I had an asphalt driveway, and my wife got tired of it. And, she wants to know. So the driveway's 90 feet long. I have a turnaround in front of the, I have a approach to the barn off to the side. And it's double wide driveway, 12, 14 feet, whatever it was, I can't remember now. Anyways, we had cement, not all the way up, 6 feet from the road, because you can't have cement all the way out to the road unless you have curb and gutter, and I live out in BFE. I'm in Frankenmuth, but I'm out in the township, so. But anyways, I was just trying to add up how many yards of concrete they poured. I know one pour was, 10. Another one was 14, and another one was 17 yards of concrete. And it was pricey. But I had some retired guys do it, and they've been doing it for 40-something years, and they said they're all retired, but, you know, for a little extra money, they'll do some flat work, as they call it. So I had that done, and I'll actually be able to use it tomorrow. Well, at least for the vehicles, my travel trailers sitting over in the farmer's yard. he had room for me to store it over there. So in another week or so, I'll bring that over, because that's a little over 6,000 pounds. So I'll bring that over then. So everything's like really bright white. It's kind of different, but oh well. That's what you wanted, that's what you got. Thanks for doing that, Mike. 73s, everybody, have a great night, and we'll talk to you again. Back to Net Control, this is NAKPR.
All right, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Good job on the new driveway there. That's what the wife wanted. I guess what they say, happy wife, happy life. So good job on that. I have to give it a little bit, and the bright whiteness will darken up on a little bit after a little bit. So all right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and Standby Fred. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ, and I'll wave my hand to Rob there, and I'm doing very well there, Rob. Thanks for asking. Anyway, not much. Got Tomorrow I'm going to probably stay inside all day. Wednesday I've got family breakfast and then luncheon with the girls I graduated with on Wednesday. And we were going to go to the park on Wednesday with the girls, but we decided we're going to go to the restaurant instead because it's going to be too hot and rain and stuff. So other than that, everything is going fine. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Thanks for joining us tonight. 7-3 to you all, so you have a great week ahead, and sounds like you made a great choice there with the decision to move the dinner from outside in the park to inside to a restaurant. This entire week doesn't look like it's weather that we want to be outside in much. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Fred, KE8QCO, and standby Rick. Fred, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike, and thanks for doing the net. Also, just wanted to say thanks for the extras at the movie night. My son Paul, he got a kick out of that, so it's kind of fun. Once in a while, I'll think of an old movie and reintroduce it to him, you know, and ones he hasn't seen. Like one the other day, he saw was Happy Gilmore. He thought that was pretty funny, so I figured he'd get a kick out of Airplanes. So. With that, everyone, have a good week. This is KE8QCO.
All right, very good, Fred. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead. And, yeah, your son definitely looked like he was having a good time at the movie there. He was laughing quite a bit at some of those. It's good to see someone that probably hasn't seen it in quite a while or has never seen it for the first time. Laugh at all the scenes there for the first time. So good job on that. Thanks for bringing them to the meeting. All right, that brings us to Rick, KC8 to VOA. That'll bring us to the bottom of the list. I'll do another standby after Rick. Rick, 73 round. Good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening again, Mike, and everybody in the net. Not a whole lot new here in the home front this week. A lot of busyness going on. We run down to Detroit Metro tomorrow to pick up a package from Alaska and so forth. But other than that, bike ministry on Wednesday and stuff like that. I've got some windows to remove out of an RV and reseal. Hopefully the weather straightens out a little bit on Thursday. I can get that done and see if that doesn't make a little bit of improvement there. And with that, I'd like to wish everyone 73, KC8BOA, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Rick. Appreciate you joining us tonight. 7-3 to you also. I hope the weather does break a little bit come Thursday or whenever, because, like you said, I got some stuff I need to get done outside, too. I got the camper home now. I'd like to get that washed and waxed again before I take that out here for our camping trip coming up in a few weeks. So, 7-3, you have a great week ahead. Thanks for joining us tonight. Is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now.